In France, anything to do with food tends to be a big deal, la gastronomie and all that. Witness all the attention that on the menu for tonight's Macron-Trump lobster dinner at the Eiffel Tower. But let's focus on another food story out of France. It's about how much a lunch staple in the port city of Marseille has become a political lightning rod.
This kebab affair, this kebab outcry, is basically the reflection of the fear of invasion of Arabs or North African of Muslims in France.
That's Rim Sarah Alouane. She studies religious freedom at the University of Toulouse. What's happening in Marseille is that the city authorities are taking regulatory steps to make it harder for kebab shops in the city center to get leases, which could force many of them to close. And that's led to complaints about gastronomic racism. I asked Alouane why this is hitting the lunchtime crowd in Marseille so hard.
Kebabs smells and tastes like diet can wait.
Good old kebab, yeah.
So, this is a pita bread filled with grilled meat, garnished with tomatoes, salad, onions, and it's getting political.
Yeah, but no one in Marseille presumably is coming right out and saying this is about targeting people from traditionally Muslim countries, right?
Of course, and Marseille is one of the most, if not the most, diverse city in the country. The people who are planning on banning kebabs are not going to say that way. But they're going to use more rational ways, like we want to modernize the city center. We want to make it luxury. They use the whole gentrification process to get rid of these restaurants. If their agenda was really to protect French culture, French gastronomy, they would go after Starbucks. They would go after McDonald's. They would go after Burger King, right?
Yeah, I mean, France's far-right Front National Party had a banner at its 2013 annual convention calling for
yes.
Ni kebab, ni burger, vive le jambon
yes.
beurre, neither kebab nor burger, long live jambon beurre, which is basically a baguette with awesome ham and just butter. I mean, it would seem to go
Absolutely.
To the very heart of the battle for what it is to be French, right?
Kebab is also a very French sandwich. These people who are trying to dictate what should be part or should not be part of the French culture have no faith in the strength of their own culture. You know, the French culture has crossed time and borders. If they think the diversity of food can be a threat, it says a lot about their insecurities and how they cannot live in a globalized world. You know, yes, ham, butter, and baguette and wine are a full part of our French culture. But kebabs is also very much part of the French culture.
Mm. Do you not see kind of the argument, though, from some French who embrace their traditional foods and as other popular and less expensive foods come in, like kebab, like burger? I mean, I've seen the fast food hamburger joints all over Paris. They get kind of defensive about their traditional gastronomy. Doesn't that argument have some merit?
I don't think it's about gastronomy. It's more about quality food. And indeed, I mean, we can't say that kebabs or burgers are extremely healthy.
Well, as you say, forget your diet, right?
forget your diet. Exactly. I mean, if you go there, there are things in the French gastronomy that are not exactly healthy. I like to say that kebabs are part of the French going out to party all night culture. You know, the only kind of restaurant open at 1 a.m. in France are literally kebabs. I would add that there are French chefs who decided to make gourmet kebabs. So that's a proof that it incorporated, yes, gourmet kebab. Food bring people together. Yes, baguette, cheese, wine are very much French. But like I said, kebabs is becoming and is now very much French as well. So the very fact that France is having this issue speaks volume about its own identity, which is in crisis. The problem is who are behind the kebabs. Most of the time, it's North Africans. Most of the time, it will be Muslims. It's the threat of the people who are already part of the fabric of this country. This is what bothers the people who are spreading this kebabophobia,
kebabophobia.
Paranoia.
So Angela Merkel likes her kebab. There was also a French Socialist Party presidential candidate, Benoît Hamon, last June, revealed his love for it. This tweet from him had more retweets than the one of now President Macron revealing his official portrait, sent the same day. So Benoît's tweet pictured a messy but delicious-looking kebab surrounded by French fries. What was the caption?
In French, the caption was, "J'ai craqué." How can I say that? I couldn't resist. Zero diet. And it was actually also a response to Macron, who was on diet during his presidential campaign and whose wife prevented him to have chocolate. And he was like, I caved in.
Yeah.
And he caved on a kebab.
So it's easy,
you know,
to
what?
Do.
It's very easy. It's greasy. It's comfort food. It's French comfort food. You know, when you have a hard day, you don't want to cook. You just want something you're going to regret afterwards. You know it's bad. You know your cholesterol is going to rise up, but it's divine. And you know, the only way to get rid of a temptation is to yield to it. So by all means, have a kebab.
Rimsara Alouan studies religious freedom at the University of Toulouse, and on a tough day, she eats French comfort food, otherwise known as kebab. Thanks so much, Rimsara.
Thank you for having me.